Hiya, it's Wildcards, and I tell you what, it has been an absolute uphill slog bringing you this. So it's going to be with this much effort and this much this much anticipation. It can only be a great show. We've had category drama, we've had guest drama, but do you know what? Everything happens for a reason, and for that reason, I have got Kathy Long, I've got Johnny Milburn, I've got John Gibbons, and I've got Neil Atkinson with me, and we are going to fire through the categories that you've been voting on. I'm ever so excited. John, are you feeling all right now? It's been a bit of a difficult few hours.
I think, like you say, I think it's going to be better now, do you know what I mean? And not least because I've had a pint and a half.
That can only make it easier.
I mean, it's probably the optimum wild cards drink.
And I see Johnny Milburn has also got a... is that a pint and a wine glass you've got there, Johnny?
I smashed three wine glasses about 20 minutes ago. Three beer glasses. I'm drinking a bottle of Estrella in a large red wine glass.
Fair play to you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Were you having a Greek wedding in your back garden? Why were you getting through that many pint glasses?
No, I went to reach for a glass at the back of the glasses cover.
Classic.
Overambitious, lazy, and dragged three out with it. And they're now residing in a dustpan about 6 feet behind me.
Well, there you go. Everyone's had a nightmare, essentially. So let's dive in and talk about LFC Current. And your options were Curtis Jones, Peter Moore, topical, or the new kits, which won on 40.8%. So obviously, we're all dead excited. I'll be first in the queue when it comes to getting one. I love a bit of teal. I mean, but the teal is controversial. We know that Kev Walsh is still furious about it, at something that even mildly resembles blue could be anywhere near a Liverpool kit. I mean, Neil, do you have any strong thoughts about it? Do you think as an adult man, you've got no business having thoughts about a Liverpool kit? What do you think?
I think your first question is, do you like the shade of red? That's always your first question, because that's the thing you're going to watch. And then your second question is, what does it look like on footballers? Mm-hmm. So as long as it looks great on the footballers, and it takes a lot for a garment not to look great on Virgil van Dijk, it's fair to say, then I think we'll be all right. On the whole, the teal thing I think is quite interesting. I'm sort of all right with it in that there's been a couple of sort of Liverpool things in the past which have veered into teal/silvery-grey sort of positions. And I'm broadly speaking okay. And I also think that, you know, if we're gonna rise above, which we should now do, I think that we've completed Everton in my mind. There's no more we need to do with Everton now. It's done. We should never be complacent about it, but they're completed. We can therefore allow ourselves a bit of teal. I would quite like us next season to come out every week, and especially the Merseyside derby, to Zed cars. I loved it in last year's home derby, when the two home derbies, when we started singing their songs. I reckon maybe we should have had the second kit be sponsored by Hafnia, half white and half blue across the top, and that would have been to me a full commitment to saying, listen, absolutely nothing you own is nailed down. We took Nick Barmby, we've had your songs off you, we'll take Zed cars, and then we'll take your colours. So I think that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, let's just go all in.